Asian carp is an invasive fish species that can devastate aquatic ecosystems. They grow large and have a tendency to leap out of the water, posing danger to recreationists. In western Kentucky, teams of commercial fishermen recently tried to eradicate the non-native species from two lakes in a tournament called Carp Madness. Erica Peterson of WFPL in Louisville was there.
Fish are jumping at Barkley Lake. As a fishing boat zooms by, huge silver fish fly out of the water in its wake. These are Asian carp. It's a species that fishermen usually avoid because there isn't much of a market for them. But today, 15 teams of commercial fishermen are out, competing for $20,000 in prizes in a tournament organized by the Kentucky Division of Fish and Wildlife. One of them is 63-year-old Ronnie Hopkins. It's hard to look more like a stereotypical fisherman. He's weathered and grizzled, wearing a yellow slicker and a pair of white waders, and smoking a short brown cigarillo. The waders are streaked with fish blood, and there are also a few drops of blood in Hopkins's white beard. His crew has had a slow morning.
Yeah, it's bad today. It ain't going real good today. Fish ain't cooperating.
Hopkins is one of the few fishermen in the contest who's used to fishing for Asian carp. He's found a market for them and sells them to a processing plant in Illinois. The fish isn't very profitable, but it is prolific. And that's becoming a problem as the invasive species spreads.
Asian carp breed like mosquitoes and eat like hogs.
Mark Smith is a senior policy manager with the National Wildlife Federation.
They will eat a lot of the food sources that the fish that we do care about, walleye, perch, salmon, smallmouth bass, they will eat the types of foods that those fish rely upon, essentially pushing them out of the waterways.
Asian carp were introduced in the United States in the late 70s as a way to remove algae from stock ponds. But they spread and have since been found from Alabama to Minnesota. Once they've gotten into a lake or river, they multiply quickly, and they're nearly impossible to eradicate. But besides posing an ecological problem, the Asian carp also present a safety issue. Ron Brooks is the director of Kentucky's Fisheries Division. He says the area around Barkley Lake supports about $1.2 billion in tourism every year, including fishing, boating, and water skiing. But
if you go out here skiing and you want to come here skiing someday and you're out there skiing and a 70-pound Asian carp whacks you, you going to go back out there? Probably not. So you can imagine what that could do to this industry.
Ronnie Hopkins has firsthand experience. He points to his rib cage.
Silver hit me and busted him. The ribs to come around the bottom part. Yeah, I got punched drunk. I landed in the bottom boat. Crying, it hurts so bad. I ain't never had a man hit me that hard.
One by one, Hopkins and his crew lay out several nets hundreds of yards long. They're weighted at the bottom, and at the top, empty detergent bottles float on the water, acting as buoys. As fish begin to get caught in the net, the bottles stand at attention. The crew approaches a net and slowly, one yank at a time, begin to haul it into the boat. Huge carp, measuring from about a foot to 3 feet long, fall onto the boat's deck and flail. The fishermen pull the fish from the net, impale them with a hook, then whip them into a metal box. There's a lot of blood. The crew bails out the bloody water at the bottom of the boat, then begins again at another net. Back on shore, the fish from Hopkins' boat are being weighed in front of a crowd of spectators. His crew jumps into the boat and pours out buckets of carp into hoppers.
That thing is almost as big as me!
Then, the hopper is transported via forklift over to a giant scale. Hopkins is disappointed. The fisherman before him had a haul of more than 6,000 pounds. But Hopkins' catch weighs in at just under 2,000. He's not even cheered by the fact that several fishermen are so far empty-handed.
That don't matter. If 100 didn't get any, I didn't get enough.
Over the course of the two-day tournament, fishermen take out nearly 83,000 pounds of fish from the two lakes. Unfortunately for the Asian carp, the animals pose such a problem to the ecosystem that it's hard to find anybody to defend the fish. Most conservation organizations don't have a position on Asian carp. The only group that would comment is PETA. Here's spokeswoman Virginia Fort.
No being, regardless of species or circumstance, deserves to endure such a cruel death. These animals didn't ask to be taken from their native waters and turned loose into U.S. waters. They ended up in Kentucky through absolutely no fault of their own and should be dealt with in the most humane way possible.
Watching thousands of carp being slaughtered is messy and not for the weak-hearted. But even so, the carp don't get much sympathy from the crowd at Carp Madness. Volunteer DeSelle Peckler saves animals for a living. She's a veterinarian. But she's also a recreational angler and says she has no problem with killing carp.
The things that should be here can't be here because these things are taken over, and it's just like feral cats and wild hogs, things that don't belong in the wild because other things cannot compete them. And I have no problems for the better of everything. You know, you can't let one species decimate everything.
Right now, all the fish that are caught during the tournament will be sold to a processing plant, then shipped, ironically, back to Asia. Carp are a delicacy over there, but overfishing has made them scarce. And the second part of Fisheries Director Ron Brooks' plan is to cultivate a market for the fish in Kentucky. There's a processing plant coming to the Commonwealth in May.
Our mission in Kentucky, beyond trying to get more interest in the industry, is to get the word out that these things taste good to the restaurant owners and to chefs.
And as you cut down, you'll eventually feel them grate against your knife when you get to the bottom. You just want to do this really lightly so you don't cut through.
Back at Carp Madness, a Fish and Wildlife employee is demonstrating how to fillet an Asian carp in front of an expectant crowd.
And filleting away from those bones.
He batters the carp pieces, puts them in a fryer, and distributes them. Jennifer Livers is skeptical, but takes a bite.
And I like it better than catfish because catfish kind of has that fishy taste, and this was very mild, I thought.
For Only a Game, I'm Erica Peterson.
To view Erica Peterson's Carp Madness photos, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Flying fish.